Hey everyone, I have to tell you, the crypto community is really buzzing right now because veteran trader Peter Brandt just issued a pretty serious bearish warning for Bitcoin. He's identified what looks like a completed head and shoulders breakdown on the price chart, and honestly, it's got a lot of traders feeling a bit on edge.
It's definitely a pattern that's caught everyone's attention. When you see a head and shoulders formation break down like that, it's generally a strong signal that the recent bullish momentum has likely burned out. Rather than pointing to a long-term market crash, though most analysts are viewing it as a sign of a short-term correction or consolidation phase.
That's a really helpful distinction. The breakdown is making everyone watch the $58,000 zone like a hawk. It's such a historically significant level for Bitcoin, backed by years of concentrated buying activity, heavy liquidity, and massive psychological weight for both retail investors and big institutions. We'll all be watching closely to see if it holds.
And that's exactly where market psychology comes into play. Technical patterns like this heavily influence trader behavior. Once that neckline breaks, you typically see automated selling algorithms kick in, stop losses get triggered, and institutions shift to a more cautious stance. It creates a self-reinforcing downward pressure. But keep in mind, support levels are dynamic, not absolute floors.
Right, it's never just about the chart in isolation. Whether $58,000 actually holds or gives way really depends on trading volume and those broader macroeconomic currents we're all tracking: interest rate expectations, inflation data, regulatory developments, and traditional market risk appetite. So, for anyone navigating this volatility right now, Brandt's analysis actually highlights some really practical strategies we should all keep in mind.
Absolutely. The first and most important step is to strictly define your personal risk tolerance. You want to adjust your position sizes to match your actual comfort level with these market swings, rather than trying to chase every price movement.
I completely agree. Using stop-loss orders placed just below those key support levels is such a smart way to protect your capital and limit your downside. And for our long-term investors listening, this is a perfect time to lean into dollar-cost averaging. It really helps smooth out your entry prices and takes a huge amount of stress off trying to perfectly time the market.
That's a solid approach. And one more technical tip that can't be overstated: always wait for volume confirmation before acting on a breakdown. Price movements without substantial trading volume behind them can be incredibly misleading or just temporary noise. Ultimately, these short-term pullbacks are a completely normal characteristic of cryptocurrency markets.
So true. We've all seen how panic selling can end up costing people dearly in the long run. Staying disciplined, managing your risk carefully, and keeping a balanced view of both the technical charts and the bigger economic picture is really your best bet for sustained success. It's all about staying calm and strategic.
Exactly. Whether you're trading short-term swings or holding for the long haul, respecting market structure, monitoring confirmation signals, and maintaining strategic patience will always be your most reliable path forward. Thanks for tuning in, and stay safe out there.